Thanks for tuning in to 49ers.com, and this week for our weekly conversation, very special guest, two-time Super Bowl champion, former Super Bowl MVP Phil Simms. Thank you so much for joining us here.
It's good to be here. All my friends in New Jersey, New York, they won't believe I'm on the 49ers website, so this is good. You know, the 49er fans, I was thinking about it. We played them a lot when I was a player in the National Football League. A lot of good memories.
Yeah, definitely a good rivalry, and now a new rivalry maybe starting in the NFL as Jim Harbaugh has to go against his former protege and Andrew Luck. Talk about that dynamic and what's that going to be like? I mean, you understand the cerebral aspect of the quarterback position. What kind of may be going on there?
Well, you know, first off, I think Jim has a rivalry with whoever they're playing, so that's good. You know, I love that about him, and it's the way he played, and it's the way he coaches, and it translates well on the field. I would think in this game, Andrew Luck, if I was going against my old coach, if I was in the pros and I had him, man, it would be exciting. I couldn't wait to beat him because there's a certain sense of pride. It's almost like playing your brother in sports, how much you want to beat them. So it's going to be fun to watch. I know they have great respect for each other, rightly so, because they had wonderful success at Stanford.
And now Jim's gone against his brother, so he kind of understands a little bit of that. Do you think that maybe the game plan might kind of change a little bit just based off what he knows already?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anything you can really, you know, there's so many variables in football with all the guys, the movement, the looks. And, you know, I always say this, if you knew exactly the playbook of the other team, I still don't think it would matter. It's so spontaneous, and it happens so fast. I don't think either one of them is going to have an edge in this game. I know this. Jim Harbaugh is going to go into his coaches and go, hey, this Andrew Luck, he's really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a talented guy, and we know Coach Harbaugh can coach it up too.
Yeah, now the signal caller for the 49ers, he's talented himself, didn't have his best game last week. What's it going to take for him to really bounce back this week against the Colts?
Yeah, it was a rough week last week for Colin Kaepernick. You know, he's had so few down moments as a pro quarterback. But I'll tell you, I really do mean this. Sometimes you need to go down to really reach the heights, and because it makes you go back and self-evaluate, and it makes you really pay particular attention to the little things. And look, I think Colin Kaepernick, he's maybe not the most talented quarterback in the NFL right now, but if he's not, you can make an argument that he is. So I'm not worried about him bouncing back.
Yeah, no, Frank Gore, he didn't have his best 2 weeks, you know, to start the season as well. Do you think Frank can really get going against the talented Indianapolis Colts defense?
Well, I think he can. I think the big thing is the 49ers, of course, their offensive line. Oh, my gosh. If it was an eye test, they would score 100 because they look the part. They can play the part. But, you know, running the football in the NFL now, it's really, really hard to do. You know, it used to be you run, you'd have some ugly plays, you wait for the good ones to come. Now you're going to have a lot of ugly plays, and you just got to be tough and hang in there. The dividends will be paid off. It might take till the second half of the year, but, you know, running in this league, the defensive players, the coaching, it's a tough thing to do.
Now, Phil, you called the Super Bowl last year, and I know you probably know the 49ers fairly well from having watched a little bit of film on them. What's it going to take for them to get back to the Super Bowl again this season?
Well, not much. I think, you know, you always got to be fortunate. And, you know, probably the hardest thing for them is that they're going to have to throw up probably an outstanding regular season because of the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, we all know there's no secret there that how good they are. So they're going to be battling all year long. But the talent's here. They have great continuity. Their quarterback is super talented, can do whatever they want. So on paper and what we see from them, even the first 2 weeks, even though they lost in Seattle, I think everybody in the league knows they're talented enough to go back to Super Bowl.